96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Trying to alter the destiny of higher education in this country. And I feel it's about time that the power structure in this country come to grips with the changing order of the time.
We saw ourselves at an early stage more and more as part of our struggle as an international struggle.
I remember calling my mother and she said, Jackie, I know you're not in that building.
Do you love art? Do you love film? Do you love black history? Maybe you just like to learn a little something. Well, that is a selection from the upcoming March on Washington Film Festival. It starts this week, goes for 10 days, as a matter of fact, and it's an opportunity not only for you to be entertained, but for you to be edified. Well, tonight we are previewing the March on Washington Film Festival. In studio, I have Isis Harabeh. She is the executive producer of the film festival, 5 years being celebrated this week. We're going to talk about some of the selections as well as some of the entertainment and the other things that you will be able to intellectually absorb during these 10 days. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can follow me on Twitter at HFisher, W-H-U-R, or on Daily Drum, W-H-U-R. Isisara, good to see you after all of this time.
All
we go
these years.
Way, way back. Yes. I don't even want to talk about how far back we go. But congratulations on 5 years.
Thank you so much. It's a labor of love and lots of fun.
Mm-hmm. Talk to me about this from the perspective of why this was created. What was the genesis of this?
The genesis of this was an inspiration by the gentleman who founded the festival. His name is Robert Rabin, and he went several times with Representative John Lewis. Each March, John Lewis takes people on a pilgrimage of some important places in the civil rights movement. And then it was the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, and Robert decided to show a couple of films to some people and some friends, and so his company did that, the Rabin Group. They're a public affairs and lobbying firm here. And it went well, and they tried it a second year, and that's when he called me. We had done some work together a decade before with the caucuses and Sony Music, where I was working at the time, and said, we have something going on here. Come and take a look and do a panel or two and let me know if you want to work with us. And I did, and I did. So now here I am.
It's really fascinating. There are so many different kinds of film here. And as I said earlier, this is black history, but also black history in the making. And we're going to do a little drilling down on some of the films in just a bit. But for those of you who are interested and attending, we want to make sure that we put some of that information out there right at the top of the program. So give me the rundown. When is it? Where is it? How can people attend?
So one thing I wanted to say is it's very important to the founder and to the festival that this is American history. One of the things we want people to understand that civil rights is not just about black people, because then we're always responsible for making the changes in the world when we don't have that power yet. There has to be a communal. It has to be both or all sides in the solutions. So we start on Thursday evening with Let Freedom Sing. One of the things that's important also for us is that we do films. We also do scholarship. We really believe in first person accounts. So we have some of the people who were alive and working in the 50s and 60s in the movement to come to the festival and share their stories, because we love to take the strategies, the unknown strategies and the unsung heroes and heroines of the era, and help form strategies we can use today. None of it is new. We are all standing on the shoulders of. So we start on Thursday at Israel Baptist Church with Let Freedom Sing, which is going to be an evening of social justice-inspired music, gospel music. We have choirs from Reed Temple in Mount Enon, and Karen Clark Sheard is our special guest. Leon Harris will be the MC, and Jamal Simmons will be our narrator. So we start then, and then we move into Friday. Civil rights covers every aspect of life. So we Friday is sports, and we're showing the new documentary, Olympic Pride, American Prejudice. Now, we all know Jesse Owens, about Jesse Owens, who won the gold medal, or more than one, at the Berlin Olympics. But 17 other African Americans also went to the Berlin Olympics. And this film is about all of them. So we're going to see that, speak with some principals from the film, and understand some of the social, political, economic ramifications of their appearance there. Saturday is morning. We start in the morning at Landmark at 10 with the short films from the 12 finalists of our student and emerging filmmaker competition. This now, is our second year.
I want to talk about that because this piece comes at a really critical time when we have the, you know, the Ava DuVernays of the world really coming into prominence. The, you know, Oprah Winfrey making this long transition from in front of the camera to behind the scenes, executive producing and still acting. And I think that it is very, very poignant that we have a March on Washington Film Festival, Black History, American History, drilling down and then promoting the work of these young people, the next generation. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. Well, one thing that was pleasantly surprising both last year and this year, we issued a call for short films in the narrative and documentary categories. And our theme this year was Speaking Truth to Power. And the filmmakers could use any interpretation of that that they wanted. And we got 105 submissions in our second year from all over the world. People took that Speaking Truth to Power and applied it in their own ways. Last year, we had 75 submissions from 8 different countries. So civil rights is also not just about the United States. We know that our movements have been the model for social justice movements worldwide. And so we take that, we see that in these films that we have coming here. So what we'll see on Saturday morning are the 12 finalists. And out of the 12, 4 winners have been selected. A student narrative winner, a student documentary winner, an emerging narrative winner, and an emerging documentary winner.
Now, what will these students win? I mean, I know you spoke about scholarship.
Yes. When I said scholarship, I meant academicians. But in this sense, they win some cash.
Always good.
Yes, always good.
If you're a young person.
Always the right color, always the right size.
And it sounds good when you roll it through your fingers, but go right.
And they get some financial support to come to the festival. They have a roundtable meeting with some filmmakers. Last year, they did it with the gentleman who, Sam Pollard, was the person that spoke with them. They also have their films shown, and then we help them promote their films in other places. Last year was the first one or two of the films got to some other festivals, and we were able to give them recommendations for that.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about the March on Washington Film Festival. It gets underway this week on the
Thursday evening.
On Thursday, and it runs for 10 days.
I'm so glad you say it like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's an under. That's
a marathon.
Yeah, that's a huge undertaking, and in 10 days, I think, you know, people have an opportunity to kind of pick and choose what it is that they want to participate in. But I think the most important thing is that they have an opportunity to absorb, you know, some of the you know, some of the films that, whether it's some of the films by the young people, whether it's, you know, and something that they may be interested in. And I'm sure you know some of these films, you know, back to back.
Yes.
And I want to talk a little bit about them. But if you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I want to go back and play a little bit before we continue with what's happening with the program. I want to talk about, this is from Agents of Change. And this was played at the top of the program.
We are trying to alter the destiny of higher education in this country. And I feel it's about time that the power structure in this country come to grips with the changing order of the time.
We saw ourselves at an early stage, more and more as part of our struggle as an international struggle.
I remember calling my mother and she said, "Jackie, I know you're not in that building."
That's part of the trailer, 1968. I call them kids, you know.
They were college students.
College students.
Second voice we heard was Danny Glover.
Exactly. Talk to me about this film.
Agents of Change is about student activism, student protests at San Francisco State and then at Cornell University that led to the beginning of Black Studies departments around the country in colleges. The filmmakers are Abby Ginsberg and Frank Dawson. And we are going to be meeting them and speaking with them about putting this film together at a very pivotal time. So in this age now where we see continued college campus demonstrations, these were the progenitors. Mm-hmm. You know, Danny Glover, now we know him from years and years of acting. It was something, and Sam Jackson's, and it was something to see them as young men and as politically committed as they have been all their lives.
And it's interesting because, not to put too fine a point on it, you know, we know, you know, like you said, Danny Glover, Samuel L. Jackson, as, you know, fantastic character actors. But when you talk about their characters, their character, their activism, and then you take a look back at this film, and then you go, oh,
they've been like that all their lives. Yes, this is no new stuff.
Exactly. And, yeah. and I think that's just that really brings it full circle, particularly for a generation of people who really only have, dare I say, history books or history iPads or history computer, history files to see what this particular film, for example, will be illustrating.
Well, one of the other reasons we started is because if you speak to anybody under 40, what most people know about the civil rights movement is I have a dream. Rosa Parks was tired and didn't want to get up and off the bus, and maybe Selma because of Ava's movie. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many powerful, wrenching stories from the movement of people demonstrating resistance and courage. I also wanted to give you an example of two generational approaches this year at the festival. So again, on Saturday in the afternoon after the filmmakers at the Navy Memorial at 3, we're doing something called Ed Sullivan in Black and White. Now, if you all remember the Ed Sullivan Show.
I don't remember that. I'm kidding.
Don't lie.
Right now.
So the Ed Sullivan Show was on every Sunday night. It was the top-rated variety show for decades. It was really destination television. The whole family sat there. And Mr. Sullivan, because he was such a successful host and producer, and also because he took a personal stand, he promoted and premiered so many Black acts on his show that brought the notion of our talent and brilliance, not just in music and in acting, but political figures on his show and into people's living rooms. So there's a documentary being made about him, and this is one of our opportunities to support a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. And for those who are under, you know, a certain age, if you don't know who Ed Sullivan is, and this is why this is so important, Ed Sullivan is a white guy, but you may have heard the name if you are a fan of Stephen Colbert, because Stephen Colbert, the Late Show,
is
produced in the Ed Sullivan Theater Studio. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Yep. Just a little bit of history there. Before we go on, because I'm going to have to take a break in just a bit, where can people find out information about this so they can get their tickets and all of that other kind of information?
www.marchonwashingtonfilmfestival.org and then hit tickets.
Okay. Again, one more time, please.
www.marchonwashingtonfilmfestival.org.
Okay. I need to take a break, but we are going to talk more about this. We're going to continue talking about not only the schedule, but some of the activities that are going to be going on. And we're going to talk about Winnie Mandela. And for you hip hop fans, we have a little something for you as well. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. And our lines are still open if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.
The Howard University